George Jefferson was an upwardly mobile black businessman with a long-suffering wife, equal parts pride and frustration when it came to his family and neighbors. Actor Sherman Hemsley brought that vivid character to life on television in the 1970s and 80s. He was 74 when he died yesterday at his home in El Paso, Texas. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco has this remembrance of the actor behind the headstrong, high-strung center of the Jeffersons.
George Jefferson made it rich in the dry cleaning business, then moved with his wife Louise, Wheezy as he called her, into a deluxe New York City apartment. The Jeffersons was one of TV's first shows to focus on an affluent black family. George, Louise, and son Lionel often had to deal with racial prejudice, and George was quick to hurl the word honky. But the show was a comedy.
This is Mr. Jefferson. He's here to get a present for his wife.
Thank you. I just want to get us something. Something that says love.
Love. Oh, I have something perfect that says love. Here it is, and it's only $20,000.
Well, you have anything that says like?
Sherman Hemsley once talked to the Archive of American Television about developing his character's rough exterior, energy, and ego, and his famous strut.
Start out with the pompous, feisty. What do you mean? I could be more street. All this. And then by yelling and just experiences, friends that I grew up with, South Philly, walking the way we walk in South Philly when you think you're bad. What you looking at? Yeah, it's me. So this fit right into the character.
The Jeffersons was a spinoff of the hit sitcom All in the Family. They were introduced as the neighbors of racist Archie Bunker.
Hey, Jefferson, there's a switch for you. This guy giving you the big yes, sir.
Why, he's a bartender, ain't he?
Yeah, but what I meant was I'm used to having it the other way around.
Oh, yeah? How many servants you got in that mansion you living in?
What do you mean by that?
Let me tell you something about people.
There you are.
Thank you. That bartender's willing to work for me because if you got enough green in your pocket, then black becomes his favorite color.
Sherman Hemsley once released an R&B album and recorded a rap single. Hemsley also performed on Broadway. Here's something else you might not know about him. He dropped out of high school to serve in the Air Force, and before he pursued acting as a career, he worked for the post office for 8 years. On TV, Hemsley also played a deacon from his hometown in Philadelphia on the show Amen, and he guest starred on various shows, from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to Family Guy. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.